There's a coal train that rides through the town every day and every night, and I see the torment it carries. It leaves behind nothing, and I go on. I drive the 3.77 miles through the quiet town. It's so silent. Sometimes I just have to see it to believe it's still here. I think that one day the mountains will swallow this town and all the rest, and we will live, the mountains and us, one not growing without the other, because the mountains move and the hills dance in time with one another, holding tight to each other, careful not to be parted, like the earth and sky, heavenly twins. Sometimes I go to the overlook at night or early morning, and I see the town flicker like a fire that has almost gone out. The sky, painted in pink and lavender. I can see the power plant that my papaw worked in. The smoke from the stacks, rising and aging for all time. I wonder if I'm like that smoke, reaching for something I'll never have. My dreams, like fog, disappear come daylight. I drive through the town and watch the people that give the town its shape and meaning. Some wounds take time to heal, while others never heal at all. There's a wildflower that I find on the edges of town called Rosa multiflora, or also known as baby rose or Japanese rose. It is used as a living fence. It takes over other growth by strangulation. I remember when we would go fishing, the water would shine like gold. I would dig through the rocks for salamanders, and I would turn them over and look at the blue veins on their bellies. I'd fill a bucket full of them. Once the bucket was full, I'd pour them back into the river and watch them swim away. At my mamaw's farm, there was a mountain lion, and when it was scared, it would hide in the blackberry bush. Quantum physics says nothing that is observed is unaffected by the observer, meaning we create what we see. I wonder where the mountain lion is now, as it prowls through the woods of my mind, as it crouches in the midst of my dreams. I wonder where it will go, what death it will bring. When I go to the local state park, I find all the creek water has been polluted by mining chemicals. Nothing lives in it. Nothing grows in it. But to the naked eye, the water runs clear. I'm not the serious type. When I die, I want to be cremated and put in a Crown Royal bag, like my Aunt Helen, and have someone accidentally inhale me, and I'd live in their body for a while. At night, I feel the train as it gently rocks the house. The windows shake, but always remain. This house will stand until someone knocks it down, but the train will continue, even when we aren't here to see it. There's a coal train that rides through the town, every day and every night. Its love has overgrown here, because it takes and never gives. There is no more room in the town for it, and it rides through the world, only stopping to rest, going on and on, forever.